Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
Have you ever noticed too often you set a goal and then you forget about it later on? It's not that you didn't want the goal, it's just that other things came into your life and you got busy, and maybe what you had sort of on the front burner of your life as a goal, you ended up putting on the back burner because other chaos hit you. Well then, how do you set up your life in a way that you stop doing that? Because be honest, is there anything in the last, let's say, 6 months that you had as a goal and then you literally just forgot about? You're like, oh, I forgot I was trying to lose that weight. Yes, please bring the chow mein, right? You just forgot and you didn't mean to forget. See, most people think it's, well, maybe I didn't really want it, or maybe it's a prioritization thing. I'm like, no, it's just that sometimes when we lose touch with what we want because we're not putting it in front of us often enough, we move on to the next thing that's, you know, a fire drill or a challenge or trouble, and the good things that we wanted, the great goals that we set up, fall by the wayside. So how can you prevent that? Well, let's share three ideas on this. First and foremost, let me give a little context and hope that these things are true in your life. First, you have some goals, okay? Let's just assume that you have some goals and you've mapped those goals. Okay, so you got the goals, you've mapped them, you know what you want. I'm just gonna assume that's true. Okay, now I can share the three advanced ideas.
Number one, bring back your visualization practice. You know, when you first had that goal or that dream, that big desire, like, I bet you sat in bed and you thought about it and you dreamed about it and you could practically taste it. You wanted it so bad. You know, you could see it in your dreams during the day. If you talked to other people about it, it felt real. It was a goal you were going to go after. And it showed up in your dreams. It showed up when you closed your eyes. It showed up when you talked to other people. That's a real fire goal. That's a good one, right? And yet what happens when people often set a goal, they open up their calendar, they schedule it, or they open up a work plan and they say, okay, to achieve goal, I must, you know, measure it this way and I must set this date and I must do all these things. And they tactically fill out their calendar or fill up their day planner, and it sounds like it's gonna happen, right? But it doesn't. It's because, look, you could have lots of to-dos all over your calendar, but never feel like really going for the goal. And that's because you're not emotionally charging yourself up for that goal on a continual basis. That's why it falls aside so quickly. Because you got really excited about it, but then, oh, this other thing I'm excited about. And this other thing I'm excited about. And now you're just running around like you've got like super massive ADD, which I totally understand. So here's what you have to do. Here's what you have to do. You have to set up a visualization practice that is daily. Here's the simplest technique for you if you're not already doing it. When you wake up in the morning, each morning, before you even get out of bed, just wake up, and as soon as you wake, take a nice couple deep breaths, close your eyes, and visualize yourself striving for your goals, struggling for your goals, then attaining your goals, okay? So what I mean, literally, imagine, like, for me, I'm an author, as you know, right? I write books. So I'll sit there and I'll think, okay, I can see myself writing at the desk today. Okay, now, oh, I see myself not writing at the desk today, the struggle. I've gone off and I'm wandering around the park convincing myself that this is what I must do to find some creativity. Stop that, no. The most important part about visualization is not to see yourself cross the finish line. It's to see what do you do when the struggle happens to maintain, right? So if you want to run a marathon, as an example, lots of people say, well, visualize yourself running across the marathon line. Visualize that, visualize that, visualize that. I'm like, actually, no. Visualize yourself getting up for months and months and months, going for those morning runs, practicing. Visualize yourself when you are running the marathon, right in the middle of the marathon, when you're at, let's say you're at like mile 13, you know, and you're just like, oh my gosh, I can't possibly do anymore. Visualize yourself overcoming that struggle. That's where an emotional sort of anchor sets in for making a goal important. When not only do you visualize yourself doing it, but struggling through to make it happen. Then yes, visualize yourself running across that finish line. I visualize myself opening up that box of books when my publisher first sends me the first draft, finally, the manuscript finally published. When I open up that box and I get that first book and I'm like, this is real. You know, that's my moment, like it's real. So I'll lay in bed visualizing that. Not kidding. And I don't do it once, not twice, not three times. I've been doing that visualization technique for the last 6 months as I'm trying to finish my next book. So I'm not just talking about this conceptual. I do this in my own life, and I encourage you to do that. If you keep having goals that fall off onto the wayside or fall on the back burner, it's because you're not revisiting them. You need to revisit it, visualize it, see it, right? Really make it a visual thing. Tell the story, see it in your mind. The second big idea in order to help you even do that better is you need to have a weekly revisit, what I call weekly scoring, okay? Every week on a Sunday, I think about all the goals of the week I just had and all the goals of the week I have coming up, and I literally measure myself. I'm like, hey, how did I do? On a scale of 1 to 10 last week, how did I do? 8, I did good. 6, I'm not so good. 4, I sucked, okay? And I rate myself every single Sunday. I think it's really important that you take a look at your goals on a weekly basis and rate, how was your performance? How did you do? Not just did you accomplish all of them, because you know what, life comes up. Your kid gets sick, you get tired, some big emergency happens in the business. Something will always come up that will prevent us from achieving every goal that we have every single week. But it's a good idea to say, where did I mess up? Where did I quit? Where did I stop? Not to berate yourself or be hard on yourself, just to acknowledge where you're at. Because if you're not looking at your goals on a weekly basis, at least, I mean, what are the odds you'll keep working towards them. Just because they're a to-do list in your calendar doesn't mean you're going to keep going after them. That's why I like to put those things together. Visualize in the morning, and at the end of every single week, look at how you're doing in the goals. Third big idea to stop making sure those goals just fall away is simple. Get social support. Whatever your goal or dream is, my friend, you need other people to know about that dream. They should know what you're trying to accomplish, why you're trying to accomplish, how you're trying to accomplish it, when you're trying to accomplish it, and exactly what you are willing to do to accomplish it. And they should know their role in it. If you got a big dream and your spouse doesn't know those things I just talked about, what you're trying to do, how you're trying to do it, when, why, all those things, if they don't know that, you're not even in the game of goals yet. You just have all these internal goals, which, look, a goal unspoken is really a hope. So you got to be saying, okay, I need to speak this, I need to share it with people, and I need to get some comrades, some people with me who are going to be my champions or be along with me. If you're trying to lose weight, you got to have a workout buddy. You know, if you're trying to finish your book, you got to have an editor or a writing buddy. If you're trying to get that promotion at work, you need to have a mentor or another peer who's also going for that promotion who you can talk with and strive with. You've got to socialize both your learning and the sharing of your goals. Because if those two things aren't happening, you don't have somebody to learn with and strive with, and no one knows what your specific goals are, then the odds of you sticking and staying on track are very low. Because you'll find something else to do. You'll tell yourself, I got other priorities. And you'll let your goals go by the side. But the nice thing is about your friends, your family, people who really care about you, they want to see your goals attained. They want to see you live your dreams. And they're going to bug you. They're going to say, how's that book going, Brendan? I'm going to go, don't ask. But come on, are you doing good? Okay. And I'll tell them, like, you want that. You want people bugging you and giving you crap and cheering you on as you're chasing after your goals. And that only happens if you share those goals with others. I hope these three simple ideas serve you. Look, you deserve to have an extraordinary quality of life. I know you know that. We all want that. It's impossible without goals. And it's really, definitely impossible forever if you don't start keeping those goals on the front burner. And the way to do that is to visualize, to assess yourself, and get other people involved. That's how you're going to achieve more goals. And that's how you're going to live the charged life. Hey, my friend, it's Brendan. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Do me two favors. Number one, subscribe to this channel so that you continue to get updates every time I release new training for you. And number two, if you would like to get ahead a little faster in life, what I'd like to do is give you my 10 steps to achieving anything 10 times faster. So if you have a big goal, a big dream, a big mission in life, and you just like to achieve it faster, what would you need to do? You know, this is exactly what I keep next to my computer or next to my bed. And every time I have a big dream, a big goal, I open it up and I kind of use this as my checklist to get ahead faster. Because you and I both know if you're going to be more effective or more productive, or you are going to achieve your goals and your dreams faster, you're going to have to switch your perspective a little bit on achievement itself. You're going to have to adopt new thinking patterns and habits. You're going to have new daily rituals and habits. And your entire approach to learning and skill development must be better. So in order to help you do that, go to brendon.com/10x. That's Brendon, brendon.com/10x. And you can download this guide for free. Just tell me your name and email. I'm happy to email that to you for free. The same guide I use to achieve any goal or dream faster. Thanks for tuning in. Until I see you next time, go out there every single day of your life, live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio.
And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me, or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.